Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Get alive, that's what I'm gonna do. So starting now, you can find one too. I'm gonna get alive, like I should have done a long time ago, before you wrecked this one. A maniac, you don't care about the way I feel. There's no need in coming back. I'm gonna get alive, that's what I'm gonna do. So starting now, well, you can find one too. I'm gonna get alive, like I should have done a long time ago, before you wrecked this one. I'm gonna get alive, like I should have done a long time ago, before you wrecked this one. Yeah, I'm gonna get alive before the getting's done.
It might take some time to get back what is gone, but I'm moving on, You don't haunt my dreams like you did before. Oh, and I will curse your name. Well, I heard the news that you were back in town and just passing through to claim you're lost and found. But I'm over you, and there ain't nothing there you can say or do to take what you did back. We've got nerve to waltz right in and think what's mine is yours again. 'Cause I've been doing fine without you, forgetting all the love we once knew. And girl, I ain't the one that slammed that door. Now you see a change of thinking, but I ain't got a heart for breaking. So go and pick your bags up off my floor. Oh, 'cause love don't live here anymore. Oh no. Well, baby, you can try to tell me how it is and try to justify everything you did. But honey, I'm no fool. Oh, and I've been down this road too many times with you. I think it's best you go. Well, I got one thing left to say, 'cause you can lay in the bed you made. 'Cause I've been doing fine without you, forgetting all the love we once knew. Girl, I ain't the one that slammed that door. Oh, sugar, no. Now you say a change of thinking, but I ain't got a heart for breaking. So go and pick your bags up off my floor. Oh, 'cause love don't live here anymore.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music. And as the late Jackie Gleason would say,
how sweet it is.
You betcha. Now, during the second half of today's show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will spotlight songs about road trips. You know, songs that describe an old-fashioned road trip to just about anywhere. The song you just heard was Lady Antebellum and their number three hit record from 2007, Love Don't Live Here. It was also the very first hit record for the trio, who formed in 2006 and has been cranking out hit records ever since. The group shortened their name to just Lady A in 2020 to distance themselves from any association with the Antebellum South. I'm on the set with Mark Chestnut and his 1995 number one hit record, Gonna Get a Life. Mark Chestnut, spelled with two T's, blasted onto our radios back in 1990, and he's been one of the big stars of traditional country music for decades. In fact, he has won a number of awards from the Country Music Association, including their Horizon Award in 1993.
WTBR.
Free country music.
If you had not have fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. Mm-hmm. up your broken wing. Hung around a while. Trying to keep your spirits up. And your fever down. I knew someday.
Acting like you were in love. He said the preacher guess I ever told you that I went out and bought you a ring. I even carried it around in my pocket, waiting to say the right thing. I pulled it out the other day, but the diamond had lost its shine. Well, I know how it feels, 'cause my eyes grow dim when I think you could have been mine. It could have been me standing there with you. It could have been me and my dreams coming true. But those dreams move on if you wait too long. It took me now to see it could have been me. Now to see that it could have been me standing there with you. It could have been me and my dreams coming true. But those dreams move on if you wait too long. It took me now to see it could have been me.
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 That is the achy breaky guy himself, Billy Ray Cyrus. And his number two hit record from 1992, Could Have Been Me. This record caught fire on country radio during the summer of 1992. And it did that while the echoes of Achy Breaky Heart were still being heard. Everybody was still playing it. So it was kind of hard for the Kentucky singer to pass Achy Breaky Heart in popularity, but eventually he did it. I opened the set with a 1981 classic country hit from Willie Nelson, Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. The song landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart and was included in the 1980 movie Honeysuckle Rose, which starred Willie Nelson.
Sweet country music.
Well, I never felt more like singing a blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. You, why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away, but why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rockin' to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lonely jimson weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Oh boy, that goes all the way back to 1938. Yeah, I thought I'd play a couple of country songs from way back. Of course, that is the super familiar theme song from Gene Autry, Back in the Saddle Again. Now, this may surprise you, but it was never a hit record for him. But it became his signature song over the years. Now, the song itself was actually written in 1938, not for Gene Autry, but for an RKO motion picture called Border G-Man, and had nothing at all to do with cowboys. But Gene Autry took a liking to the song and, after revising it, recorded it for his 1939 movie, Rovin' Tumbleweeds. See, you learn something every day around here. Off of the set with Marty Robbins and his number one 1956 hit record, Singing the Blues. The song spent a whopping 13 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart, and that has to be some sort of record. By the way, pop singer Guy Mitchell also had a number one hit with the same song, also in 1956.
Sweet country music.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the present tense. I've reached the only logical conclusion, love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing, right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing. Forget mathematical equations, self-help psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to
Enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music, and coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to play some fake commercials during the comedy break that'll feature products from a fictional company by the name of Whamco. Now, if you hate commercials, you're going to love these. Pure sarcasm at its funniest. That was Dottie West and one of the duets she did with Kenny Rogers, All I Ever Need Is You. The song was one of six duets with Kenny Rogers that were big hit records between 1978 and 1984, and that one landed at number one in 1979. I opened the set with a number one hit record for Trace Adkins from 1997, This Ain't No Thinking Thing. Besides his very successful music career, he's also done some commercial voiceovers for Kentucky Fried Chicken and Firestone, to name a few. Now, if you've ever watched the animated TV show King of the Hill, he's the voice of a recurring character by the name of Elvin. Well, I was just talking about fake commercials, and they're coming up next on the Comedy Break. It's all about a fictitious company by the name of Whamco, and these commercials were created in the mid-1980s by NBC Radio. And if you hate commercials, you're gonna love these. There's even one for the perfect Christmas gift. Well, it's never too early to go Christmas shopping, right? The feature presentation featuring Road Chips coming up next on Sweet Country Music.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
Howdy, hi, friends. Frank Farnsworth here with a word for today from your friends at Mother Fergaga's French Fried Frog Legs. Fried to golden brown and served on their tippy toes. Mm-mm. If the outside don't say Mother Fergaga's, the inside don't say frog. That's right, friends. It's a fast food feast. It's fun to feed on. Mother Fergaga's don't use just any frog. No siree. But instead flies 40 or 50 field hands in the farthest forest of Finland, finds about 500 of the finest, fattest frogs, and then flies them to our frog factory in Fayetteville, where they're fried, flash frozen, and flown past your favorite frozen food freezer or at your local fast food franchise. And remember, friends, on the 4th and 5th of February in Fayetteville, the 15th annual Mother Fergaga's French Fried Frog Leg Feast. Bring your family, a friend, a fork in your face. It's fine food. Mm-mm. We guarantee after 4 or 5 hour frogs, you'll be so full you won't be able to fit another fork full in your fat face. And that's a fact, friend. Mother Fergaga's, a division of Whamco's Submariner Industries, from the fun folks at Whamco's Amphibia Foods. And be sure not to forget those other fine amphibia food products, Tiny Tim's Tadpole Tolls and Tails, and the ever-popular Nutty Ned's Newt Niblets. Mother Fergaga's French Fried Frog Legs, fried to golden brown and served on their tippy toes. Mm-mm. If the outside don't say Mother Fergaga's, then the inside don't say frog. Yeah! Well, it's that time of year again. Time for the kids to get out and enjoy the great out-of-doors. But you say you aren't going to have time to take them? Well, you're in luck. It's time to send your favorite little summer marauder to Camp Hiawamco. Camp Hiawamco, nestled in the wooded foothills of the Appalachians. Coming by car, it's right between Point of Interest and Historical Site, just south of Rest Area and west of Scenic Overlook, Pennsylvania. Here's what a happy alumni has to say about Camp Hiawamco.
When I first went there, I didn't think I was going to like it, but then I learned about girls from my counselor. We used to hear him and the girls' counselor in Cabin 3 making funny noises in the bushes.
Singing around the campfire, fishing, swimming, and canoeing in a pond fed by the spring surrounding 3 Mile Island. The Indians call it Lake of Glowing Water. Mom and Dad, you can have a nice quiet summer this year too. Or as the Wamakashi Indians say, Uma Quatsnot Rupala Nushnush, literally translated meaning, may you have a warm thought without getting soot in your teepee. Camp Hiawamco.
It's new, it's inexpensive, and it's the most miraculous Christmas present you'll ever give. It's the Whamco Happy Home Magician. A machine so perfect, our designers couldn't even believe they came up with it. It scrapes paint, cleans plumbing, scours ovens, vacuums, and refurbishes upholstery. Take it in the shop and it cuts routes and polishes wood. Take it on the tennis court and it serves balls and calculates the speed of return in miles per hour. Outside the home, it can rake leaves, shovel snow, and spread fertilizer. And can't get out to the grocery this week? The Happy Home Magician can shop for a family of 4 for 1 month at a time. It washes windows for Mom and reams pipes for Dad, and kids will be astounded at the way it sharpens and waxes skis. Got a filthy chimney? Don't hire some expensive chimney sweep from Neiman Marcus. The Happy Home Magician can scrub it clean while singing selected picks from the Mary Poppins soundtrack. Something for everyone, and S&M freaks will especially enjoy the modified Roto-Rooter attachment. Order soon. Absolutely no orders can be taken after midnight tonight. Got an empty stocking? Let the Happy Home Magician help you stuff it. If it's amazing, it's by Whamco.
Is it possible to two utes?
To what?
What?
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
What is a ute?
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Okay, folks, here we go. Get the kids in the car and make sure you have plenty of snacks and games for the little rugrats. And, of course, make sure everyone is buckled up. Here we go on our Sweet Country Music Road Trip feature presentation. And I have two amazing songs I think you'll enjoy. Now, I can't always find the songs by myself. And this time I had a radio buddy of mine suggest a song that I play on the Road Trip feature. So here we go. I'm going to start off with the Old Crow Medicine Show and something called Wagon Wheel.
Pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh. I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All the North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wipe and lay. But I ain't a turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
That was my room.
sometimes blame it on the money. Sometimes blame it all on me. You're like shine. I wear a face of black. It's my last ride. Sitting in the back of a long white Cadillac. Sometimes blame it on a woman. The one that made my poor heart bleed. Sometimes blame it on the money. Sometimes blame it all on me.
Remember when country songs used to be short, you know, like about 2 minutes long? Well, that one certainly is not 2 minutes long, but it's a goodie. That is Long White.
Psychedelic.
Yeah. Cadillac, Dwight Yoakam, is something he did back in 1989, and that was number two in our road trip set that I had a chance to play. A lot of songs have been written about Cadillacs, and that one was included on Dwight Yoakam's self-titled 1989 album, which produced 8 hit records. I opened the set with an amazing song a friend of mine actually suggested I use for the road trip set, Wagon Wheel, by a string band or folk band called the Old Crow Medicine Show. Great name. The group formed in Nashville, Tennessee in the mid-1990s, and eventually, they were inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in 2013 and won a Grammy Award in 2014 for the Best Folk Album. My friend Gibbs was right. It's a pretty amazing song.
Sweet country music.
WTBR. Tennessee. Chief of Belmer, that gal admit a wreck out of me. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. But I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Gonna shoot poor Belmer just to see her jump and fall. Do-da-day, oh-da-day, hey, oh-da-day. Drug a drink of muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Hey, hey, drug a drink of muddy water and sleep in a hollow log. Stand to be in that Atlanta, treated like an old hound dog. Do-da-day,
one time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double, cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy, and by now I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady, and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, son, let this teach you not to race. The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
Hot bologna and eggs. Well, I wouldn't call that a hearty breakfast. Those are two legendary country music performers you may remember. That was Tom T. Hall and his number one hit record from 1969, A Week in the County Jail. It was the first number one record the Kentucky singer-songwriter would have, but certainly not his last. Now, when Ralph Emery left his job as host of the TV show Pop Goes the Country, Tom T. Hall took over for a couple of years. I open the set with another country music legend, Grandpa Jones, and his number five hit record from 1962, T for Texas. Grandpa Jones, whose real name is Lewis Marshall Jones, began his music career as Grandpa Jones in the 1940s, and after a stint in the U.S. Army, got back into performing and recording. And of course, many of us know Grandpa Jones from his appearances on the TV show Hee Haw.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here's a treat for you. I have a country song that is the shortest song in the world. At least I think so. Well, here's Kenny Price. And the shortest song in the world.
This is the shortest song in the world.
See what I mean? That was Kenny Price and something he did just for fun back in 1968, and it's called The Shortest Song in the World. It runs exactly 18 seconds from start to finish.
Bravo! Bravo!
Hey, was that moving? Was that a great bet?
Sweet country music.
Oh, there were others, and some were friends and some were merely lovers. But they all helped me discover it's so hard to find someone who'll be true. And I said, no way. Would I fall again? Oh, no, no way. There's just too many heartaches, and I don't like the way it feels to feel my heart break. Then there was you. You're the best break this old heart ever had. You're all the good luck that I'll ever need to have. Never thought I'd ever love again like that. You're the best break this old heart ever had. Was crumbling down all around me. Oh, but then you found me, and with your love you mended my life. You're the best break this old heart ever had. You're all the good luck that I'll ever need to have. Never thought I'd ever love again like that. You're the best break this old heart ever had. You're the best break this old heart ever had. You're all I'll ever need to have. Never thought I'd ever love again like that. You're the best break this old heart ever had. You're the best break this old heart ever had.
That is Ed Bruce and his number one hit record from 1981, You're the Best Break This Old Heart Ever Had. Now, while it was his only number one hit, he had a lot of top 10 hit records and sold a lot of albums. He was also a very successful songwriter. In fact, he wrote the Willie Nelson hit record, Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Sadly, Ed Bruce passed away in January 2021 at the age of 81. He was also a pretty good actor. He played in the TV show Maverick for a while, one or two seasons. Well, hope you enjoyed this edition of Sweet Country Music. Had a chance to play some road trip songs, Wagon Wheel from the Old Crow Medicine Show, Long White Cadillac from Dwight Yoakam. I'm Larry Kratner, your host. Talk to you next time on this amazing station.